Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A Minnesota suicide prevention nonprofit is partnering with a national veterans group to better understand and prevent suicide. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education is teaming up with Stop Soldier Suicide to expand the Black Box Project, which analyzes the digital footprints of people who've died by suicide. SAVE CEO Eric Mishy.
The digital devices that we use today tell us so much about who we are and what we're doing, and it provides a insight into what may have been factors that led to that individual taking their life.
Participating families agree to temporarily loan smartphones, tablets, or other personal devices so researchers can analyze the data. More information can be found at save.org. The Moorhead City Council voted 6-2 to let police sell surplus equipment, including handguns and holsters, after a tense debate. Councilmember Deb White opposed making any gear available to the public, citing last summer's fatal impersonation attack that killed former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband. Police Chief Chris Helmick says such sales are routine and secure. Officials will get first chance to buy the handguns. Any left will go to a licensed dealer. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin is criticizing the Anoka-Hennepin School Board for voting to cut 75 positions next year. Minnesota's largest school district is facing an $8 million budget deficit. Hoffman said on social media, when school districts are forced to cut counselors, social workers, and paraeducators, something is broken. Many parents showed up at Monday's school board meeting to protest cuts to social workers and mental health counselors. Hoffman says he will continue to push for solutions that put students first and fully support our schools. In other headlines,
I have the big, beautiful meat raffle bill. Senate File 4515.
Republican Senator Zach Duckworth of Lakeville has introduced a bill that would increase the maximum meat raffle ticket price from $2 to $5 and the maximum prize value from $70 to $200, limits unchanged for more than 30 years. Rachel Jenner is with Allied Charities of Minnesota.
Organizations are struggling to assemble prize packages that feel worthwhile and exciting to their players while staying within the legal prize limit.
A storage shed is a total loss after a fire Tuesday afternoon in Douglas County. The sheriff's office says a 911 call came in around 3:40 reporting smoke coming from the roof and eaves of a pole shed near Fereda. When firefighters arrived, they found heavy fire inside the structure and a roof beginning to collapse. The fire does not appear to be suspicious. This is MNN.